now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
A 1, 2, boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, boom.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And Sports Byline USA is the place where we get it all done. And hopefully you've been a part of the network for a long time, as we have. But we appreciate your participation. We appreciate the participation of all our affiliates. But it's all about radio on the go here on this show. We talk about that a lot, but Joe, we have a guest right after this break, so let's set it up for him on what hour two is going to be here on the Attack.
All right, Bob, real simple. It's two guests, and in between, me and you will weigh in on a couple of other things. We'll wrap up all the NBA talk, and that's where we're going to go. But at 10 after hour number two, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time, right on the other side, Mark Gonzalez from the Chicago Tribune will talk to us about all things Cubs, as we're a little more than a week into the Major League Baseball season. And at 40 after hour number two, Olympic medal winner in hockey, Chanda Gunn, joins us along with Dr. Blanca Vasquez. And we're going to talk about living with epilepsy and the stigma associated with it, and a really cool comic book that they've done to enlighten people and educate people about epilepsy, Bob.
Yep, that's a terrific cause. And, you know, what better spokesman than Chandra?
Exactly right. So that's at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. And in that segment right in between, you know what we'll do? We'll wrap up the NBA. Maybe we'll take a quick look at some of the playoff matchups in kind of rapid-fire fashion coming off of all the action last night, and talk a little bit about the coaching carousel as it continues to spin, or it starts to spin out of control now that the regular season is in the books.
A lot of jobs available.
Yeah, some good ones, too. On the other side, Mark Gonzalez, Chicago Tribune, joins us next to talk all things Cubs with us here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Smash us together. We're the Spano and Black Attack. You're checking us out on Sports Byline, so you be sure to keep it where it is.
There are 75 guys in my firehouse. We do 5,000 runs a year. The loud noises of the bells, the sirens, and you come home and you have a dog barking there, you have your wife yelling at the kids for not putting dishes in the sink or whatever. That's okay. It's all good. I leave the craziness at work, and when I'm at home, I really enjoy having that madness in a different way.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Saving money for your business should be simple. And with Lowe's Business Credit, you can save your business 5% on everyday purchases. It's that easy, that instant. Save 5% in-store or at lowesforpros.com on the supplies, tools, and materials your business needs. There are no hoops to jump through, no extra steps to take, and nobody telling you where to spend the money you save. Visit the Pro Desk for details or go to lowesforpros.com and save instantly with Lowe's Business Credit. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota, our trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phones go to hold. We have Mark Gonzalez joining us, but a little bit of breaking news here. It looks like the Tennessee Titans and Los Angeles Rams have agreed to terms on a trade, with Tennessee trading their number one overall pick, and we will get to that in the next segment. But we are joined by Mark Gonzalez from the Chicago Tribune, covers all things Cubs, and comes off to a terrific start, and he joins us now on the Attack. Good morning, Mark. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
We appreciate your time. You know, we'll get to the fast start and the injury and everything in a sec, but let's take it back to the off season a little bit and spring training, in that, you know, make the playoffs, bow out, and the philosophy of the team looks like they are going for it and they expect to go for it this year. Talk about the approach of management and the team spring training leading into the regular season.
Yeah, it's an interesting landscape, just the way Theo Epstein's rebuilding program has crystallized. And you see this young nucleus, kids like Chris Bryant and Addison Russell and Kyle Schwarber before he got hurt. That future is sound, it's intact. But then you have another layer of guys such as Jake Arrieta, who can become a free agent after 2017. And they figure the way the team's constructed, why not accelerate this thing, go for it now, the next 2 years, especially because there's no telling if Arrieta's going to re-sign with the Cubs. He'd like to. He's represented by Scott Boras, and Scott usually likes his guys to explore free agency. So there's a two-year window. They decided to rev things up. They went out and got Jason Hayward and Ben Zobrist to fortify their offense, and add John Lackey to provide that big bridge in the rotation right in the middle. So this is how the whole team has been sculpted. They're certainly going for it right now, but they also have some long-term promise.
Oh, absolutely. It's a young group in Chicago and a young core. And in many ways, last year, they're almost a year ahead of schedule in the minds of many. But that said, they move forward, and it was a great offseason. You talked about the addition of Zobrist. You talked about the addition of Jason Hayward. But even after it's all said and done, you bring back Dexter Fowler, and you have tremendous outfield depth. And this is the one team in Major League Baseball that can overcome the loss of the Paul Bunyan-like Kyle Schwarber. So talk a little bit about, not only you talked about the frontline talent, the pitching, the bullpen, the prowess at the plate. Talk about how deep this team is and how much of an ability they're going to have as the season unfolds to withstand injuries and have that depth, be able to space everybody out, rest everybody, and be well-rested for October.
Yeah, because, you know, you hate to see a guy like Schwarber go down for the whole year, but if there's one area where they had depth, it was the outfield. In fact, when they re-signed Fowler in late February, everybody said, well, how are you going to split up all the at-bats and keep guys happy? And they said, you know, unfortunately, sometimes injuries take care of that, and they sure did. And the outfield's still pretty good with a Gold Glover like Hayward in right field, Fowler with all his experience, and then you give a chance to a guy like Jorge Soler, who's only 24 or 25 and has gobs of a promise with power and great throwing arm. He's going to get a shot out there. But then you have a guy like Matt Caesar coming off the bench, who's a speedy guy, you know, off the bench from the infield. Tommy Mastella, he was 6-for-14 as a pinch hitter last year. He's a left-handed bat off the bench. Chris Bryant, a solid third baseman, can play the outfield. So they have a lot of moving parts, and they don't drop off too far. So this has been a nice construction project by Theo Epstein and his staff, just playing the what-ifs in the off-season and addressing them very, very well.
You know, and you talk about Theo Epstein and his approach. Let's talk about Joe Maddon and his approach. Joe and myself have just been a big fan of his for a long, long time, and it seems to be the right fit in the right place at the right time. In a lot of teams, the injury to Schwarber would have derailed them, at least at the start of the season. They haven't missed a beat thus far under the stewardship of Joe Maddon.
No, they haven't. In fact, one thing that's amazing, and I pointed to this last year in August, you know, sometimes rookies start to tail off and they just hit a wall, but they seem to get stronger under Joe. And, you know, Bryant had a strong 2 months to finish the season. And Joe has a way of pushing the right buttons, you know, revving things up a bit. He was worried about August, but they responded with one of their best months in franchise history. And he says adrenaline takes care of itself in September, and it did. He also keeps things loose. You guys know about the theme costume trips, you know, with the onesies on the red-eye flight back from Los Angeles. And he keeps the bench guys sharp as well. I mean, guys like LaStella and Caesar will play here and there, so when they're asked to step up in a key spot, they're not overwhelmed by the moment.
I think that's a great point. We're joined by Mark Gonzalez from the Chicago Tribune. We're talking all things Cubs here on the Spano and Black Attack. He loves deep teams, even more than he loves star-studded teams. He loves to mix and match, and he loves to keep his bench sharp and involved, which was amazing considering he was an American League manager for years, and it's much harder to do there. So he'll have a field day here mixing and matching these pieces and keeping them sharp and fresh, and it'll pay dividends come October. That said, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about Dexter Fowler coming back. It's one of those under-the-radar signings. It was good fortune that smiled upon the Cubs. How important do you think his return is for a couple of reasons? Number one, it allows Jason Hayward to stay at his best position defensively, right field. And also, you know, he's a solid center fielder and a versatile piece. How important do you think his return is to this mix for the Cubs? And do you think it's one of the big reasons for their fast start?
I think it's one of the biggest reasons for the fast start, that he checks off a lot of boxes in that. I think you really underestimate his leadoff abilities. You know, he finished strong last year, the last 2 months, but overall it was a okay year from can't say great. But right now, he's a man on a mission. He's playing with a chip on his shoulder. I think he feels that the other teams that needed leadoff guys kind of threw sand in his face, and he's really responded. I mean, his on-base percentage is well over 500 right now, plays in a good center field. Really sets the table. And then I think the other thing that you mentioned, too, he puts Hayward in his preferred spot, but his best spot, right field. And Hayward makes a diving catch last night to save a run. This guy is spectacular in right field, but it just makes everybody better. And I think that's a real key for Fowler, because Maddon always tells him before each bat, as you go, we go. And I think that Fowler is really taken at the heart.
You know, one more from me before I turn you over to Bob and we kind of wrap this thing up here a little bit. We've seen this team, great offense. They're near the top of the league in runs scored, home runs. Surprisingly, they're pitching very well this year, and they're near the top of the league in ERA. And they're far and away the team with the biggest runs differential in the league this year by a wide margin, in addition to only having one loss on the year. Is there an Achilles heel on this team that we may see exposed over the course of 162? Is it the depth of the starting pitching? Is it the depth in the bullpen? Talk to us about some of the sore spots, as it were, of the Chicago Cubs.
I would say, from my eyes, there's maybe two potential delicate areas. One is the starting pitching. I don't think they could afford an extended loss to any of their top three starters, namely Jake Arrieta, John Lester, John Lackey. You know, they looked at the market last year for starting pitchers, and they figured, hey, we're probably better off having more tight fixed costs with Lackey. But having said that, if one of those three goes down, and then they got to take a converted reliever guy who might have long starting experience, but now is in their bullpen. Now they'd have to stretch that guy out. The four guys in mine are Trevor Cahill, Adam Warren, Clayton Richard, and Travis Wood. The other area is with Schwarber out, and I know Schwarber didn't have a long resume as a catcher, but you have Miguel Montero and David Ross. Well, Montero's 32, still got a pretty good bat, sometimes shows sign of age back there behind the plate, and David Ross is 39. So if either of those two guys goes down, then you might have an issue there, especially because they're such good game callers, run a good game, that you'd be placing a lot of weight on the other guy, and it would show, especially with the summer months around the corner.
Well, Mark, we appreciate the couple minutes. I'm going to let it go at that. Joe covered a question that I was going to ask, but let our audience know how they can reach you if they want to get a little more on the world of Mark Gonzalez and the Cubs.
Yeah, my Twitter handle is MB Gonzalez, and I'm always eager to hear from fans.
Well, we appreciate the couple minutes. You're a terrific writer, and we'd love to have you on back down the line as the baseball season unfolds in front of us. Thanks for your time.
Take care, guys.
Mark Gonzalez from the Chicago Tribune. Terrific writer, Joe. He really brings it. There's a lot to talk about with the Cubs. We could probably go on for another half hour with them. But I think you raised a couple of interesting points. You know, the Achilles heel, if anything, is in their pitching. Still lack of depth. But they showed last year that they're willing to make the moves to deal with that if it comes up.
All right, we'll talk about the big trade at the top of the NFL draft on the other side. We're Spano and Black, no flipping.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now just get it through your heads that the pressure's on. For you, I just wouldn't give a nickel.
Welcome back. Bob Black, Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY, at Span56, at Bob Black 71. And, Joe, big news out of the NFL.
Yeah, it basically trumps anything else we were going to talk about. And I guess we covered, really, the NBA pretty darn well. We covered Golden State's historic drive to 73, put all that in perspective. I think we did a great job of covering Kobe's last game. You know, coaching carousel will wait another day. A preview of the playoffs will wait another day. That's really all fine. The only thing I'll ask before, and we'll make this quick before we dive into that number one pick trade, is which one, if you had a ticket and could only go to one, or could buy a ticket to one and only one, which one would you have went to last night?
Ooh, Kobe.
Okay. You know, it's funny. A lot of people I talked to, everybody was on the side of Kobe. It ultimately ended up being the one that got the attention. I was in the minority because I said Golden State drive for history. And it seemed like only me and ESPN saw it that way. And I'll tell you how I know ESPN saw it that way. Who were the announcers for the Warriors game last night? It was the number one crew, Breen, Van Gundy, Mark Jackson. Where was the Golden State game on last night? ESPN. Where was the Kobe Bryant finale on? ESPN 2.
Yep.
So basically ESPN and I saw it the same way. But we weren't a very good representation of the general public. And the general public as sports fans, because it was Kobe Bryant and what he did that blew up Twitter, not the Golden State Warriors and their drive at history.
Well, I'll tell you why it was different for me, and it goes back to what we talked about earlier in the show. You know, it's all great that they got the 73 wins, but the chapter is still to be written as to whether or not they're the greatest team ever.
Fair enough.
We'll find that out. The legend stepped off the stage last night. I know he's one of the greatest ever. That's what I wanted to see.
Fair enough. And, you know, I just thought I'd bring it up.
Yeah, no, and absolutely.
That kind of covers all things last night NBA. You know, tomorrow we're going to have Zach Buckley on from the Bleacher Report, and he'll help us preview the playoffs. We'll talk about some of the matchups. We'll talk about the coaching carousel. We've got plenty of time to cover all of that. But when news like this breaks while you're on the air, you dive right into it. And the Los Angeles Rams have moved from number 15 to number 1. Something that I didn't think could possibly happen. I knew that Tennessee wanted to move down, but I didn't think a team with the 15th pick in the first round would have enough to get there. Well, apparently they do, because the Titans will receive the Rams' number 15 overall pick, 2 second-round picks this year, numbers 43 and 45, a third-round pick, number 76, and Tennessee will also get Los Angeles' first and third-round picks in 2017. Now, I heard about I saw the deal just as you did, and because it pretty much hit everybody at the same time. And I've been thinking about this, and in many ways, I'm perplexed. And what I mean by perplexed, I understand Tennessee stinks on ice, and they need help all over the football field. And potentially, this is the kind of move that can help them restock the coffers. And they got a nice haul for that number one overall pick. Where my issue lies with Tennessee, generally as a rule, when you have the number one overall pick and you want to trade down, you need to stay in the top 10. That's where the difference-making franchise players are normally drafted. They moved all the way down to 15. That concerns me. And I don't know if because of that I necessarily would have done this deal if I'm Tennessee. They did get the mother load as far as the volume of high draft picks that they were looking for. And if you're the Rams and you're Les Snead, well, I guess you really realize, despite everything you had said, that you need a franchise quarterback and that Case Keenum and company that are on that roster are not the answers to the quarterback position, because you have, in essence, mortgaged your entire future in order to get said quarterback at number one overall. And if the quarterback doesn't pan out right away, and even if he does, with the volume of picks that you mortgaged for your future, you may not have a future. So Les Snead may be the guy that drafts the franchise quarterback for the Rams, but he may not be the guy there to finish the project because, quite honestly, they don't have any picks, Bob. To move up from 15 to 1, they gave up basically two entire drafts.
Yeah. I mean, I get your point about wanting to be in the top 10. I guess after weighing it out, that John Robinson and the Titan management figured, all right, there's enough volume there to compensate for the fact that we didn't remain in the top 10. Mm-hmm. Other than that aspect of it, I love this for Tennessee.
Yeah. It's a first, seconds, mean, it's a third, it's next year's first, it's next year's third. It's a lot.
As you said, they stink on ice. They've got to start filling holes in this organization. Otherwise, you know, Mariota's going to turn into Carr. he's going to get beat up so much it's not going to make a difference whether he has the skill set or not. You know, he'll be out of the league in 5 years because he won't be able to walk. But, you know, from the Ram perspective, boy, they better hope the quarterback they pick is the guy. Whether it's Wentz, whether it's Goff, they can't miss. I mean, if they miss, they're done as a franchise. And here it is. I mean, look, I get it. You move into the Los Angeles
the truth
market.
Is, Les Snead may be done as their general manager anyway. Even if Carson Wentz, let's say it's Carson Wentz, even if he is the guy, it's going to take him some time to develop. And with the dearth of talent around him, by the time they're any good, because they traded away all the other picks, Les Snead will probably be out of a job. But, hey, he went for it now. I guess the only consolation prize for the Rams is, well, look at Tennessee's fourth round pick as well and their sixth round pick. But, you know, there's a chance it's going to be hard for them to put pieces on offense around whoever that quarterback is because, well, they're not going to have any picks for the better part of 2 years.
Yep. Nothing could be more fair. Now, I don't know what ownership and their perspective is, Cranky, whether or not they're willing to be patient.
Cronky.
With Carson Wentz. And, I mean, assuming he's the guy. But, you know, they re-upped Fisher. So they're evidently going to be patient with him. We talked about the players that they cut loose in the offseason who were at one point stars. Not so much anymore. I'm assuming they have a plan sliding into this Los Angeles market. And I guess maybe that came into play here, Joe, in that you're sliding into L.A. and they want to make a splash. Well, they just made their splash. They better hope that the pool's full of water and not empty in the offseason where their pick ends up hitting concrete at the bottom of the pool.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. But, I mean, the Rams are really going for it. Franchise quarterbacks are a rare commodity. And it's kind of ironic. The Rams were on a receiving end of a trade very similar to this Washington wanted to get RG3. They recouped a bogey, you know, a mother load of draft picks. Didn't make a difference. They didn't win any games. So now they go on the other end of it to get the quarterback, and they give up the mother load of draft picks. It's going to be intriguing for their sake. You got to hope that Carson Wentz is the guy. And all indications seem to be that Carson Wentz is their man. So they better hope he's the man, because that'll make this trade worthwhile, even if it does take them some time to win because of the lack of draft picks that they're going to have for the next couple of years. You will have gotten your franchise quarterback. Big risk, potential for big reward, but as you said, we're going out to Los Angeles. We can't just stand pat and do nothing with a franchise that doesn't seem very close to winning and would have an extremely pedestrian quarterback situation with no chance of getting any better. You've solved that here. You've taken a huge risk. Only time will tell whether it pans out or not. Again, there's a very good chance that it does pan out, and Les Snead is still not there.
Yeah, Joe, it must be the philosophy of the organization that he's the only guy in the draft worth making this move for. Because let's be honest about it. There's other quarterbacks that would be there at 15. Without you having to give up 43 and 45 and 76.
But who were they? They're nowhere in the class of
alleged
Goff or Wentz. Well, when we look at it on paper and we look at what people think in the draft, it's Wentz, it's Goff, and they're considered a significant cut above Paxton Lynch, Connor Cook, and guys of that ilk. So you're probably right. We think this is our franchise guy, and this is our only chance to get the one that we want. We're going for it. We're giving up the mother load. Let's hope it works. Again, you know, Les Snead, the Rams GM, is certainly on the hot seat, and this is a move that reeks of that desperation. Again, either way, it could be a move that he doesn't get to see come to fruition in that before the Rams are good, he might be out of a job anyway, but he might end up being hailed as the guy who drafted their franchise quarterback. That said, you look at this from Tennessee's point of view, and again, you get it. We talked about it. They stink on ice. They need help everywhere. Problem is, can they get that stud left tackle that they want moving all the way down the 15? Both Tunsil and Stanley could possibly be gone at that point. So they took a risk by moving that far down, and despite this big cavalcade of draft picks that they're going to receive, it may not end up being the reward they want. We'll talk about it more as we get closer to the draft, but on the other side, Chanda Gunn and Dr. Blanca Vasquez join us next here on the Spano and Black Attack, so keep it where it is.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And hopefully here in just a minute, we'll be joined by Chandra Gunn and Dr. Vasquez. And but boy, this NFL breaking news, Joe, it's a huge story. And, you know, we can go back and forth, and we'll try to get somebody on to talk about it a little bit more from the Tennessee perspective. But a big move and a risky move. not so much, I think, for the Titans. I mean, I think ultimately they're going to reap a whole lot of real good players out of this, but certainly for the now Los Angeles Rams.
Well, I think there's risk involved for both sides. I mean, I think the Titans reap the mother load as far as the volume of picks and high picks. I mean, the Rams, obviously, they mortgaged two drafts, in essence, for the chance to get a franchise quarterback. If he turns out to be the franchise quarterback, well, then the risk was worth the reward. If he doesn't, and he just turns out to be good or fair or lousy, and, you know, you can go on and pick whatever adjective you want, it's probably not worth it. Here's the risk for me for Tennessee. You traded out of the top 10. You stayed somewhere in the top 10. You still could have got your man. You talked about protecting Marcus Mariota. They desperately need a left tackle. Where is said left tackle? You move all the way down to 15, and the two best left tackles on this board are gone. And again, I understand. You know, you draft these left tackles early, and it's not like it used to be. You plug them in, and you didn't worry for 10 years. Some of these guys, and a lot of them, don't pan out. But no Ronnie Stanley likely, and no Laremy Tunsil. So now you're going to the third best left tackle on the board. And, you know, so there's a risk there. Because the conventional wisdom outside of the top 10, you're no longer getting franchise-type players within the first round of the draft. And honestly, the drop-off after the first two tackles is pretty significant in this draft. So to me, that's the only place where there is that risk. And that said, let's switch gears and let's talk epilepsy and let's talk hockey as we're joined by Olympic medal winner and hockey star Chan DeGunn along with Dr. Blanca Vasquez. Ladies, hi. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano along with Bob Black. It's really great to have you aboard this morning.
Thank you so much.
You know, ladies, let's talk a little bit about this wonderful comic book that's being launched that's teaching kids about a disease that's scary. It has a stigma attached to it. And you're doing it in a little bit of a fun and lighter-hearted way in some cases to eliminate that stigma that's attached with epilepsy. Talk about this great comic book that you're doing and the help that it can be to young people.
Well, you're right. The explaining it in a fun way is really helpful to young people. The comic book is called Medi Kids Explain Playing Sports with Epilepsy, and it's about myself. I get to co-star along with a 12-year-old called Hannah, and we get to, in the comic book, walk through our diagnosis and how scary, like you said, and how confusing it can be to a young child to have epilepsy and the perceived limitations, and it walks us through how we turn to hockey to cope with those things.
Chanda, talk about your own experience here for a second. An Olympic medalist, an elite world-class athlete, but someone who had to overcome epilepsy on a personal level. Talk about your journey and how you arrived and how you were able to do that while fighting a disease at the same time.
So I was diagnosed when I was a young child, and it took some time, but I was able to get my seizures under some control, but still suffered seizures from time to time. And I think getting your seizures under control is a big focus, but continuing to play hockey, because it was safe for me to continue to play, it was more of overcoming obstacles, but it was really dealing with my condition versus, you know, waiting for a cure. It's just managing my seizures versus trying to overcome them, I guess.
You know what? Let me ask what's more of a fun and lighthearted and good-natured question. What's it like seeing yourself memorialized in ink, as it were, as a comic book character? Is that a unique kind of cool?
Yeah, you can say it was quite comical. I did end up thinking I looked a lot better in cartoon than maybe sometimes in real life.
That's funny. Dr. Vasquez, you know, I want to throw it out there to you. Medicine is ever evolving. And talk about some of the advances. You know, you're involved, you're director of clinical trials at NYU, and talk about the advances that have happened since people, I don't want to say first became aware of epilepsy, but it was almost a shunned disease to where it is now, and the cutting edge of medicine that NYU is able to afford.
Absolutely. We really are living a very exciting time in epilepsy care. We have not only new treatments, but we also have a great emphasis in living well with epilepsy to the full potential. And that's where this initiative between ESSIDE and Medicaid makes sense, because we're talking about wellness, playing sports, being part of a community. Also, it's a tool that helps us to go out there and communicate about epilepsy care. So all the advances in medications are pairing with other things that we do to treat epilepsy as a condition of wellness.
You know, Dr. Vasquez, and we're joined by Olympic medal-winning hockey star Chanda Gunn and Dr. Blanca Vasquez here on the Spano and Black Attack. You mentioned playing sports and doing things. Epilepsy is no longer a disease that has to limit you and stop you. And with the advances that they've made in medicine and technology, there are no limits to what those with epilepsy can do. Everything from being an Olympic medal-winning hockey player to splitting the atom to being a captain of industry.
So we partner very much with each individual patient, and everyone will have something different, and we will have safety as a main consideration to allow our young adults to participate, just like Chandra's story and Hannah's story. But there are many steps that we have to educate the family, the coaches, the teammates, the classmates, to provide that safety comfort zone that our kids require to living to their full potential.
Well, you know, Dr. Vasquez, one thing for me, and this is for the women who listen to our show, and believe it or not, we do have some. some of your focus has been on women's health, obviously, but specifically epilepsy and pregnancy. Talk about that a little bit, the dangers that have been involved in the past and the encouragement and the progress that is being made now.
Absolutely. A great emphasis has been put in the past decade to use the medications that are right for preconception, for pregnancy, or just across the reproductive years, from a young girl to getting to be in the menopausal years. It is important to know that it is not the same because of the hormonal changes. There are many medications that are now available that were not available before. So, yes, we have made a great deal of progress, and things like this actually make us very happy to get the message out there that it is not just about seizures, but it's tailoring to children, like we did with ESSIDE and Medicaid in this partnership with this book. And it's also the women's health issues that is unique for that population. We also have specific needs for men in epilepsy as well. It's also the elderly. So not only do we advance in the treatment, but we also advance in communicating to our patients that they should ask the doctor. They should ask the doctor, what else can we do to make my epilepsy not only better controlled, but easy to live with.
You know, Chanda, your story is one of triumph, you know, overcoming epilepsy to win a bronze medal and play hockey at the highest level for females, you know, Olympic hockey, then moving on to coach hockey. You know, you've really done it all on the ice. Growing up at times, it must have been tough. You know, obviously, this comic book comes about because of some of your struggles growing up, not only with the disease, but also the stigma attached to it. Talk a little bit about those experiences growing up young with epilepsy and, you know, some of the cruelty maybe you dealt with in school. Because one thing about kids in school, they're cruel.
I think that having success, I think, came with managing seizures versus overcoming them. And it is a struggle and a journey. And as you can imagine, as a young person, even understanding yourself, is a struggle. And, you know, like you said, that's where explaining things via a comic book and illustrations is really helpful. And it's not helpful only to the child learning to manage their seizures and what's happening to them, but also, you know, the children and even adults around them, because there have been situations where children or young people are denied the opportunity to participate regardless of their, you know, clearance as far as neurologists go, just because everyone around them is so scared and they want to do the best thing for them. So the comic book really does help to kind of break down that barrier and to read about, you know, a girl and an Olympian who have both overcome obstacles in managing their seizures and found success.
Shanda, as we let you go, please give us the information on where you can find the MedKids comic book. And Dr. Vasquez, before we let you go as well, please just give us more information where you could find more general information about epilepsy. Shanda, you go first, please.
The comic book, I'm so excited for everyone to download it. It comes out today, and it's on advancingepilepsycare.com. And if you go there, you can get a free copy.
So epilepsy information is very much available, and I encourage everyone to learn and be a partner in this relationship with the doctor and to try to ask the right questions.
Ladies, thank you very much for your time. It's an important topic. Continued success. Hopefully the comic book just flies out of there, and we appreciate your time. We'd love to have you back somewhere down the line. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Shanda Gunn and Dr. Blanca Vasquez, Joe, a very important topic. And, you know, when you see an athlete, a world-class athlete at that, who's been able to overcome those obstacles, it's good that she's giving back.
Exactly right, Bob. I couldn't have said it better, so not going to add a thing. I think you said it well. And, you know, it's always great. Sometimes we bring those cool stories to you. We brought you Maurice Ashley yesterday, one of the great, you know, the historic chess player and trailblazing chess player. And, boy, did we get some positive feedback on that. And I'll talk to you about that off the air. I think you'll be real excited to hear some of the things that are going on. And I'll reach out to you later on today and talk about that. But a lot of people loved the interview, and it made quite an impact.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, man.
But as we kind of get ready to wrap up this segment, you know, before we got on with Chanda and Dr. Vasquez, we're talking about the trade. I don't know that I love it for either side. The Rams take a huge risk. I like the volume of high picks the Titans get. But if they kind of don't get their man at left tackle, I'm going to find myself I think the trade's going to leave me wanting from Tennessee's perspective as well.
Okay, I'll tell you why I disagree on the other side.
Fair enough. We're Spano and Black on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it is.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY at Span56 at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA, Tennessee Titans trading the number one pick to the Los Angeles Rams. And the reason why I like it better than Joe, and ordinarily I would agree, you got to stay in that top 10 for the impact, guys. But here's the thing. Even with the depth of what's gone on today and all the draft picks that Tennessee has accumulated, they're still going to be a bad football team next year. Will they be a better football team? Yeah. But they're going to be a bad team still. They will more than likely land in the top 10 in next year's draft. And they will have the Rams pick on top of it. So if they don't get their left tackle in this year's draft, they can go stopgap. There's a couple of guys out in the market. Will Beatty comes to mind immediately. But there's some people out there still on the market that they can grab to make sure Marcus Mariota doesn't get run over like a steamroller for a year. And then address the issue long-term in next year's draft. And with that and the volume of draft picks that they've accumulated, within 2 years, they could be a pretty damn good football team. We'll see whether or not they try to address left tackle in this year's draft. But I'll tell you what, there's guys still sitting out there. I don't think they make a move on somebody until this year's draft has been determined. And they go from there. So we'll see how it plays out. I like it a little more than Joe. Thanks to Mark Gonzalez. Thanks to Dr. Vasquez. And thanks to Chandra Gunn for coming on board. It was a terrific show today. Hope you get to listen to it on Best Of. It's on between 3 and 5. 3 Pacific time and 6 Eastern time here on the network, 2-hour block. Hopefully it's on. If not, there's other terrific programming. For Joe Spano, for Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.